Control F9. Record properties. Device : tab input :
Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Giovanni.
Call wave, untitled one.
My name is Giovanni Baena, and this is my very, very, very first podcast for everyone today. I want to first start by introducing a little bit about me. I'm 20 years old, live in Chicago, Illinois. I been blind since birth. I was brought here because I was born in Mexico, and I was brought here when I was about 5 years old to get a better education and things like that. So I got here, I went to school, started using one of those big old honking braille writers we used to all use back when we were young. You know, when I first started school, I was only 5 or 6 years old. I didn't know what was a computer, what was anything like that, so I didn't even have that option to me. Started using that. Once I got to maybe, say, 4th or 5th grade, I started kind of playing with a keyboard on the computer, getting JAWS, things like that. Unfortunately, I was still very, 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 very unexperienced with a computer. When I was in 7th grade, I met a young man by the name of Alan West, who works downtown here in Chicago for Blind Service Association. And I, got together with him. He seemed to be a pretty nice guy. He is a very nice guy. Very helpful. And it came about where I had a computer I used to have running the old Windows Millennium. Excuse me, my chair is just in the way. I do apologize. And I just didn't really know, how to use it or what did I need to actually use a computer. I always see people clicking the mouse and things like that. And I said, well, what am I supposed to do? I can't move the mouse. I don't know where I'm clicking or what I'm doing. So then he told me about JAWS. JAWS for Windows. Back then when it was, I think, 4.5 or something thereabouts. And I said to him, what is JAWS? And it makes your computer talk. You can use it. And I said, I've heard about it when I was in school, but I was really sure. And he's like, well, I'm going to go install it on your computer and see, what's up. And I said, okay. And I was expecting him to bring a big old honking box to plug into the computer or something like that. He comes out with a CD. And I said, wow, okay. So there's that. I got JAWS installed. I said, wow, my computer talks. So I used the keyboard, not the mouse, to navigate. I asked him. He said, yes, that's correct. So he taught me a little bit how to navigate the start menu. I started playing around with the keyboard, doing things like that, opening up things and, going through stuff, pressing enter on different things and seeing what happens. Got around okay. And all of a sudden, I ran into problems because I didn't know how to close programs. I started playing around. I started listening to the training materials for JAWS and things like that. So I got around myself as far as learning how to use it. And so I started, learning, basically self-teaching myself everything that I know now. And I guess computer technology was always my thing because now I do support here in Chicago for a living, a little bit to get a little money here and there. I do software support, for anything. I do training for JAWS, training for any application that I can assist you with, things like that. And I never thought I would get this far, but enough about me. When I also played beat baseball for 2 years for the Chicago Comets, another thing from 2004 until 2006. I don't quite remember, but it was somewhere around there. But here I am now, doing my first podcast for BCT. And I'm going to bring you guys Malwarebytes Anti-Malware. It's a spyware application, very good spyware application that removes spyware from your computer. And I know spyware is always a question, what is spyware and what can we do to remove it? And spyware is basically at people who, nasty. Spyware can be just as simple as advertising. People put advertisements to steal your information, to what they call Trojans, who try to download other stuff onto your computer and make your computer slow, things like that, you know. I might do a separate podcast on what actually spyware is for everyone out there if they want me to. And I'll leave my contact information at the end. I have slowed down my jaws so that it's, you know, at a reasonable rate for everyone out here. Using Windows Vista Ultimate. I've been trying to record this podcast for a little while, but unfortunately, recording problems with Vista was giving me problems. So, here we go. Why don't we get started with this? And I'm going to use, I'm using JAWS 10, and I'm using Windows Vista Ultimate. Malwarebytes. You can, first of all, you can get it at malwarebytes.org. I believe there's a direct download to that. You can get it from there. You can purchase it. This is free. It's a free program. If you don't purchase it, you will be able to remove spyware, but you won't be able to use the protection module, which protects it from even installing on your computer. You know, and it updates every day, things like that. So let's get started here. And it's not all that accessible, but it's doable. So I'm going to first go to my start menu.
Menu, start search edit. To move through items, press up or down arrow S.
And I use actually the start search. I love this edit box here in Vista that you can just type in a search field. So I'm going to just start typing Malwarebytes.
M-A-L, Malwarebytes anti-malware, group, not selected, Malwarebytes anti-malware, Malwarebytes anti-malware.
And there it is. It came right up. So it's called it'll be Malwarebytes anti-malware. That's what it'll say. So I'm going to press enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
And of course, an ICUAC will come up.
User account control dialog. A program needs your permission to continue if you started this program. Continue. Malwarebytes and...
I'm going to just press Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab. Continue button. Continue. Space.
If you're using XP, you will not get this warning. This is only for Vista use.
Malwarebytes anti-malware dialog.
And here we are up in Malwarebytes anti-malware. So here we go. Now if I press Tab...
Tab, perform full scan radio button checked, 1 of 2, touch tab, scan button to activate, press space bar, tab, exit button to activate, press space bar, tab, perform full scan radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Or back around to the scan option. Unfortunately, this is divided into different tabs, and there's the tabs I cannot get to with the PC cursor, so we have to use... the JAWS cursor to change. There's different parts of it. So I'm going to root JAWS to PC, and the way you do this is the insert minus on the desktop keyboards, if you guys don't know. Or if you're using a laptop, it'll be your caps lock and the letter and the left bracket.
JAWS cursor, root JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to just go to the top.
Top of file, graphic 486, Malwarebytes anti-malware, dialog, graphic 73, graphics, Malwarebytes anti-malware.
And I just down arrowed.
Destroying malware one byte at a time. Scanner tab, protection tab, update tab, quarantine tab, logs tab, ignore list tab, settings tab, more tools tab, about tab.
Now this line here is what you have to be, and I'm going to press the home key.
Home.
And this is one of the lines, this here, where you see a protection tab, update tab. This will take you to different parts of the program. So let's say, for example, right now I am on the...
Scanner tab.
Well, I'm going to just move to the right by one word.
Protection tab.
This, you will go here to either, you know, register it or purchase it.
Update tab.
To the update tab. Let's say you haven't checked for updates in a minute. So you would do a left mouse button click on here.
Left mouse button. Check for updates button to activate. Press space bar.
And you can turn your PC cursor back on.
PC cursor.
And just do insert tab.
Check for updates button to activate. Press space bar.
To figure out where you are. And press space.
Space, updating Malwarebytes anti-malware dialog.
And it'll take about maybe 30 seconds to update. And then it will, you know...
0%.
You see, it'll take a little bit, and then it'll update the latest definitions.
8%.
And there it goes. I highly, highly recommend you check for updates 38%. Once a day. It's set to check for updates automatically. I'm not sure how often it does it, but I've had a talked to a couple people.
71%.
I'll let this finish because it's gonna interrupt me anyway. So I'll let this thing finish.
83%. 97%. 98%. 99%. Check for updates button to activate. Press spacebar. Malwarebytes anti-malware dialog. The database was successfully updated from version 1807 to version 1809. OK button to activate. Press spacebar. Space. Check for updates button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay. So basically, it's updated, and we're good to go. Now, unfortunately, it's this program. When you purchase it, you get the protection module, which is a very, very, very good module. I've tried, I've ran into a couple occasions where all of a sudden, I come up and I'm going to open something and all of a sudden this program comes out and asks me, are you sure you want to do this? So it's very good. As far as the update feature goes, I don't know if it really updates because I saw a computer. I was just working on a computer, and I had installed Malwarebytes about 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later they came to me and said, "Well, I'm still having problems." And I go and check their definitions, and it wasn't updated from the last time I updated. So I don't know if that's a Malwarebytes issue, or I'm not sure what that exactly is. So I would recommend you check for updates at least every one or 2 days because they do update every day. So that's very good. Now, we move to another section of it. This is the update section of it. We've moved to another section. Now, where is our scan?
Tab, exit button to activate, press tab. Tab, check for updates button to activate, press space bar.
That's because we've moved out of the scanner tab, of the scanner part of the program. We are in the update section, so once again, we have to root JAWS to PC.
Right bracket.
Oops.
Root JAWS to PC.
And go to the top of the page.
Top of file, graphic malware by Sans destroying malware. What scanner tab?
And then
scanner tab.
Press the left mouse button on the scanner tab.
Left mouse button, scan button to protect PC cursor.
And then
tab, exit button to activate, press space bar.
You could just tab around here.
Tab. Tab, perform full scan radio button check. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Now I'm gonna run just a quick scan just to show you guys what it's like to run a scan. So I'm gonna down arrow.
Scan button to activate, press space bar.
Well, that's not what I want. I down arrowed. Gotta kind of be up, kind of, I would use the up arrow key in the radio button.
Tab, exit button, tab. Tab, perform full scan radio button check. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
For some reason, if you press down arrow, it will take you to the scan button. So I would press up arrow.
Perform quick scan radio button check. 2 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
And there you are. You're back in the, we're going to perform a quick scan, so I'm going to press tab.
Tab, scan button to activate, press space bar. Space, abort scan button to activate, press space bar.
Now, the next thing I'm going to do is, of course, yes, I'm going to use my JAWS cursor. This is because you want to know what's going on. What is it doing, what it's scanning. One of the things I will let you know, though, if you try to figure out what's going on with it too quickly, it's going to slow. It's going to act really, really slow for about maybe I would say a minute or two, and this is because it's going and scanning your registry, which is another part of your computer that can get attacked. It's scanning all your memory processes and things like that, so it's gonna slow down a little bit. But once it's got into the file structure of it, you should be able to move no problem. So I'm gonna root JAWS to PC, and if it's a little slow, like I said, it might be still scanning my memory and stuff like that.
JAWS cursor, root JAWS to PC.
And I'm gonna go to the top.
Top of file, graphic 400.
Press Control, down arrow.
Malwarebytes anti-malware, destroying malware 1 byte at a time. Scanner tab, protection tab, update tab, scan in progress.
And below here.
Graphic 238 Malwarebytes anti-malware is now scanning your system with the settings provided. Please wait until the scan is complete and the results are shown.
Very good. It's very good. It tells you just please wait.
Scan in registry for infected keys.
It's scanning my... See, and you keep down arrow, and it'll tell you what it's scanning.
Object scanned, colon, 21,888. Objects infected, colon, 0. Time elapsed, colon, 1 minute left paren as right paren. 39 second left paren as right paren. Currently scanning, colon. C, colon, backslash windows, backslash fonts, backslash curve dot font. Pause scan button, abort scan button.
And then you have the two buttons where you can pause it or abort it. If you want to go, if you want to figure out what it's doing, you can just go back up a couple times.
Current time opt scan results. Graphic 238 malware bytes anti-malware is now scanning your system with the settings provided. Please wait until the scan is complete and the results are shown. Scanning for infected files, folders, and miscellaneous objects.
So now it's basically scanning your file system.
Object scan colon 22,638. Objects infected colon 0. Time elapsed colon 2 minute left paren as right paren. 11 second left paren as right paren.
Now,
easy
this will take about 2 or 3 more minutes. Usually, I would pause the recording until this is done. But this is going to give me a little bit of time to discuss something with you guys that I think will be good. Unfortunately, I can't do any support, you know, for... Let's backtrack. I'm offering technical support or training at a very, very reasonable rate. I know at this with this economy, it's not very, 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 you know, it's very hard to, you know, afford something. Let's say your computer crashes. It's very hard to afford nowadays to get it fixed when they charge you a gazillion dollars. But I'm glad to say that, you know, I won't say that we're all out of luck, you know. And, you know, I wouldn't say we're out of luck. So, I'm offering technical support for anything for, as far as computer maintenance. Removal of viruses or spyware. You know, basically if your computer crashes or something like that, I can bring it back to life. Or training. Training goes as far as Office 2007, which is a nice little ribbon that they made it a little bit complicated to use. Training as far as JAWS for Windows, as far as, you know, JAWS, you know, is concerned, things like that. And what else? Definitely. Basically, any type of training that you can ask for as far as using JAWS for Windows. I would prefer JAWS because I'm not very experienced with Window Eyes. I don't actually know nothing about Window Eyes, actually, to be honest with you. But if enough people come to me with training, with wanting request for training with Window Eyes, I can certainly, you know, do something about it. So. And here's what I was getting onto a little while ago. I am only offering this for right now, for anybody here in the Chicagoland area, because I can't travel right now at the moment. You know, so I'm only offering this for people here in the Chicagoland area, as far as, you know, because I like to meet up with you face to face, you know, and train you or do maintenance on your system, things like that. You know, I want to be able to do that. You know, I don't want to have to say, you know, do this on your keyboard or, you know, do that. I want to be able to talk to you face-to-face and meet you and, you know, work with you. So I'm doing this here in the city of Chicago and, you know, the surrounding areas for anybody out here that wants technical support for a very, very, very reasonable rate. I'm offering this, you know, to every, you know, all the BCT listeners out there. I thought I'd put it out here and see, you know, what, you know, is good out here. So there's that. And I'll leave my contact information at the end. Definitely anybody outside Chicago and anywhere else here that people listen to this BCT podcast, definitely I am very, very open to questions, as you know, and any, you know, questions and concerns or anything that I could probably do over Skype or something like that, over AIM, you know, I am not turning you guys down. I am definitely out here to help everybody. I mean, but as far as the face-to-face meetings go, I'm only offering to people here in Chicago. So there's that. That is all for me, and I'm just waiting for this thing to finish scanning. I would have thought it would have finished by now since, you know, I talked for a couple minutes. But unfortunately, it's not. So, there is that. Let me just give it a check here.
Root JAWS to PC, C:\, currently scanning, C:\\Windows\System32\System Proxy.dll. Pause, get exit, the proxy curve time elapsed, (6 minutes), objects infected, (0).
Yeah, it's just
PC cursor
taking a little bit of time. I can always abort it, and I think I will do that for this demonstration.
Abort scan button to activate, press spacebar.
I'll give it a maybe 30 more seconds and see what happens, you know. Oh, wow. This took like 5 minutes last time. I don't know why it's taking so long to scan stuff now. But I think I'm going to abort the scan so that nobody's here hanging.
Space. Malwarebytes anti-malware dialog. Are you sure you want to abort the scan? Yes button to activate. Press spacebar.
And I just say yes.
Space. Main menu button to activate. Press spacebar. Malwarebytes anti-malware dialog. The scan was aborted. No malicious items were detected. Click apostrophe main menu. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
Now, mine said the scan was aborted. That's because I aborted the scan. But if you let the scan continue, it'll say, you know, the scan was completed successfully. Now, mine said no malicious items were detected. Click main menu. And then I hit OK.
Space, main menu button to activate. Press spacebar. Man-log-2009-0-2-27 left parent 10-36-59 right parent.txt-notepad. Edit type and text.
The nice thing about this application, and I really, really like it, is that once it's done scanning, and once you hit OK on whatever option it is, you know, it tells you that it's completed successfully, it will open up a text file in Notepad, which is very easy to read, and it'll give you all the information that it found, and it will automatically open it for you so that you can read it. So that's it.
Malware database version (1809), Windows 6.0.6, blank, February 27th, 2009, 10:36:59 a.m. Man-log-blank, scan type (quick scan), object scan (time elapsed) (7 minutes), blank, memory processes infected (0).
You see, and you can just down arrow and read it, and it'll give you all of it. So I'm going to Alt+F4 here.
Alt+F4, Malwarebytes anti-malware dialog, main menu button to activate, press spacebar. Space, scan button to activate, press spacebar.
And you just get back around. Now, if for any reason your computer said, you know, it's been detected, and it'll say click show results. Once you hit the show results button, all you have to do is press tab to remove selected. It automatically selects all of the items it found and remove selected, and you press space. If your computer is really infected, it might ask you to restart the computer, to remove them completely. Alright? So there it is, folks. And I have already talked about my training. And thank you very much for your time. And I'll be posting up this in BCT as soon as I finish recording this. And my contact information, that's why we can't forget that. Again, my name is Giovanni Baena, and I'll spell that for you guys. It's G-E-O-V-A-N-N-I, G-E-O-V-A-N-N-I, and my last name is Baena, and that's B as in boy, A-H-E-N-A, just for anyone that's interested. And my email is gbjl07@gmail.com. That's gbjl07@gmail.com. My Skype is GB123GEO, if anyone wants to contact me on Skype. And my AIM is GB123GEO as well. So again, my Skype is GB123GEO. So is my AIM, is the same thing. And my email, if anyone wants to send me an email, is GBJL07@gmail.com. And there he is for you guys, Malwarebytes, and a demonstration of me. Have a wonderful day. And
Alt+Tab, Gold Wave, Control.
And I will hopefully get this up soon. Thank you.